Do you have a street library near you?
I actually have a couple. Started out with one, and I feel like during the dead of the night, they're multiplying. And I feel like I'm not the only one who is seeing more and more of these popping up in our regions. But Amy Hooper has done this.
She's a local resident. She's organised one in the hill. How is it going? Are you seeing people using it? Do you have to refill it all the time?
Definitely. Look, you know, it's been a point of interest. We've had a lot of the neighbours comment on, you know, what a community thing it's been. I see some school children in it looking for kids' books and things like that. So for me, it's been a great success.
It's a really nice community thing. What was the inspiration? Why did you feel like this was a great thing to have in your street?
I'm a prolific reader. I love books. I can't go across to Kindle or anything like that. I have to touch a book.
So you also need to get rid of some?
Well, I find it really difficult to get rid of them. I've had to be really careful not to take books from it just for the sake of taking them because I love books, you know. So
Amy, as a local street librarian, can you give us a couple of tips for anyone who might be thinking about starting one? What do we need to know?
Okay, I would suggest it's not compulsory to do this, but I registered us with streetlibrary.org.au,
yes,
which is a website where you, if you go to it, you can find the map of registered street libraries in your area. Mm-hmm. So, like, I know that there's the one in Memorial Drive in Cliff Street. There's the one down in Bruce Street in Cooks Hill. Mm-hmm. Neither of them are registered. They're great libraries, but they don't show up on the map. Mm-hmm. So, for us, we do. There's also probably the best one I found in Newcastle. Can I just give a shout out to the Kinchen Street Library?
Kinchen Street, Islington, yeah, yes,
Islington. They've got excellent books and excellent turnover as well. The lady that runs that, and they're registered on there.